not talking about snake doctor.
No. I know what she's talking about, but I'm trying to think of the name of it now.
You don't know. What is a snake doctor?
That's... I don't know.
Would you ever call it a dragonfly?
Huh?
Would you ever call it a dragonfly?
Dragonfly?
Uh-huh. Do you know what a dragonfly is?
Well, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
What kinds of stinging insects do you know? Insects?
Bees, wasps, hornets.
Okay. And, what kind of, it's a kind of wasp or a hornet, only it makes its nest in the ground.
Yellow jacket.
And what are the things that fly around at night and bite, and sometimes they carry malaria? And when they bite you, they make you itch a whole bunch.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And what are the small insects that burrow into your skin, and when they do, they make little welts?
Fleas.
That's one example of them. Can you think of any more? Like if you're walking in the woods without boots, these little things kind of get into your skin and they make you really itch. Georgia's full of them.
You get ticks on you.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard jiggers or chiggers or red bugs?
Yeah, red bugs. Chiggers.
Chiggers? What, is there a difference between the two?
No,
they're the same. Some of them called red bugs and some of them called chiggers. It's the same thing.
Okay. What are the insects that there's some green and there's some brown and, they hop along the grass in the summertime.
Grasshoppers.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called hopper grass?
Well, grasshoppers or hopper grass?
Have you ever heard anyone call them hopper grass?
No, I never.
Kind of silly. What are the small fish that you use for bait when you go swimming?
What
are the small fish that you use for bait when you go swimming?
Mammals.
And what sometimes when you haven't dusted a whole bunch in your corners of your room, you get little things caught in the corners. What are those called?
Cobwebs.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you'd call them?
Yeah, cobwebs. Okay.
What's the part of a tree underneath the ground?
What is what?
What's the part of a tree underneath
Roots?
The ground? Okay. What kind of tree can you tap for syrup?
What kind of tree?
Tree can you tap for syrup?
Tap for syrup?
Uh-huh.
Maple?
Maple tree. What do you call a place where there are a lot of rock maples growing where you get your syrup? Or a big group of these maple trees?
Well, I don't know. Most of they up in Vermont and back up in the northern part of the state. I don't know where.
Mm-hmm. what's the kind of tree? It's a tall shade tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark, and it's got these little balls, and they have little sticky things that stick out all the way.
Not chestnut.
No, it's not chestnut that I'm thinking of right now. It's it's the kind of tree that has, okay, it's got a little ball about this big, and it's a little brown ball that falls off the tree. And it's got little spikes that come out all over. What are some of the trees that you all have around here?
Well, we got pine trees. They have pine burrs, but they fall off some. And then